Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, near Branson, Missouri. And we've been looking, and we are looking at what it means to be a temple of God, a building of God. I cannot tell you the importance of the word building in Hebrew. The words sons and daughters both have to do with God's, they come from building. They're associated with the words for building. God builds houses through sons and daughters. He built a tabernacle for his Shekinah glory to dwell in. He built a temple. And ladies and gentlemen, he is building a building in this earth right now. He's building his temple, the temple of the living God. So we've been alluding to some of these scriptures which tell us that we are the temple of God, but now we're going to study them in more detail. The first one I want you to study is, with me, 1 Corinthians 3, and we're going to go to verse 9. For we are laborers together with God. Paul said, some of you claim to be of Apollos, some of you claim to be of Paul. This one, some of you, you might say today, some of you claim to be of Brother Hagin, some of you claim to be of Brother Copeland, some of you claim to be of, somebody else. He says, no. He said, we're all laborers together with God. We're working on something. Creflo says every once in a while, I'm working on something. God's working on something. He's working on a building. And that building he calls his temple. Let's read it, verse 9. 1 Corinthians 3. For we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. That means you're his farm. But you are also God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, Paul writes, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he builds thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Yeshua HaMashiach. He's talking about the temple that the church is, and there's not another foundation for the church other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 12, now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abides, which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. So you see, he's going to make it. If he's in the building of God, if he is a child of God, if he is a minister of God. But we're all working on something. We're all working on the building of temple, of the temple of God, of the house of God, into a manifestation, filled, glory-filled habitation of God. We'll see that in Ephesians as well. Now, so after you're born again, you're to be building this temple. You are not to be tearing it down. That's one reason why we don't speak against one another. If you tear down another brother, then you have torn down the temple. You have impeded its being built. And so with your words and with your deeds and with your actions, there is an accountability. Listen to me. There is an accountability. You are going to the judgment seat of Christ, where you will be rewarded for your works done in your body. Already, he has met the judgment of sin for you. But you will be rewarded for the works done in your body, or you will watch them disappear. And of course, your works should be gold, silver, precious stones. Wood, hay, and stubble will all disappear. He follows that by saying, verse 16, know you not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. I did not read to you out of the Psalms. I read that verse to you out of 1 Corinthians. Corinthians is a book written to, for, and about the church. All the Bible's for the church, but not all the Bible's about the church. Some of the Bible is about other people. Some of the Bible is about what will be for the Jews. Some of the Bible is about what is and will be for the nations. But this is what is for and will be about the church. And in the New Testament, the Bible says the temple of God is holy. That means it's separated. It's to be separated from the world, and it's to be separated unto God for His use. I think that we have so little, because we have so little understanding of this and so little practice of this, we don't have much power because the power could kill us. We can't handle it. Our lives are not holy enough. Our preachers are not holy enough. I'm sorry, but listen to me. I don't want to come to your church and sit there and let you be my pastor if you suddenly see that it's all right for us to drink alcohol. Now, I'm not talking about your thoughts on a little wine here or there or some in the communion service. I've seen people start with this, and then before you know it, they're drinking hard liquor and they're drinking more and more of it. And I've watched it in people's lives, and before long, they're even swapping wives or going out on someone else. You say, oh, that's Billy Graham. She's old fashioned. Well, we're not going to get into all this business about whether or not to drink wine or. The thing about it is, why don't you want to be holy? Why don't you take a Nazarite vow? The Nazarite vow, they didn't drink wine. Of course, it's the abuses of it that are so bad. But let me get back. You say, oh, she's on her high horse. If you click that dial off right now, I'm going to come and get you. No, I'm teasing you. Of course, it doesn't have to. It's not whether you're going to go to heaven or not go to heaven. And it doesn't have anything to do. I'm talking about separate yourself from even good things so that the power of God can work in you. Bless the Lord. Now we're going to go to the next one. 1 Corinthians 6:14. Now God has not only raised the Lord, but will also raise us up through His power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ, members of the Messiah, members of the Anointed One and His anointing? Shall I then take away the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? May it never be. Or do you not know that the one who joins himself to a prostitute is one body with her? For he says the two shall become one flesh. But the one who joins himself to the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee immorality. I'm reading to you from the New American, and the King James says, flee fornication. Well, this has to do with immoral actions that are having to do with sexual immorality, fornication, immorality. Every sin that a man commits is outside the body, but the immoral man, or the man who commits fornication, sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body, this is 1 Corinthians 6:19, is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body. Now, the King James adds, and in your spirit, but it's not in there. It's not in the most, not in the ancient manuscripts. Most manuscripts don't have that. And that's why I chose to read you out of the New American, because it translates it. You have been bought with a price. What price were you bought with? What were you bought with? You were bought with the blood of Jesus. And that blood of Jesus is to cleanse you so that you can be indwelt by the Holy Spirit. You can be indwelt by the glory of God. You can have the manifestation of the power of God. And you are to glorify your God in your body. Paul gives as his answer to sexual sins, what? Don't you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? That's the same thing that can be said for flirting with disaster, you know, flirting with the disaster of flirting with a married woman, of flirting with just going and let yourself being titillated by pornography, pornographic magazines, movies, all of these things. The answer to all of them is, what? Don't you know you are a temple of the living God? You're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. And then we come to 2 Corinthians 6, which is really puts the nail. I mean, it drives the nail in. I'm reading to you again from the New American's latest edition. Do not be bound together with unbelievers. For what partnership have righteousness and lawlessness, or what fellowship has light with darkness? What harmony has Christ with Belial? Or what has a believer in common with an unbeliever? Or what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God, just as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. He lives in us. He walks in us. He dwells in us. He lives in you. If you're a born-again child of God, you're born of the Spirit. And then even the much more is he to manifest in you, or if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, or you have been baptized with the Holy Spirit. Reading right along from 2 Corinthians 6:16, what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God, just as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from their midst and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean. This is New Testament. He's quoting the Old Testament, but it's New Testament. And it just tells you that temples today are to be like temples in the past. They are to be separated from what is unclean, from what is filthy, from what is of the realm of darkness. If it's of the realm of darkness, then the temple of God is not to be having anything to do with it. Now, the Holy Ghost and his gifts, oh, they're powerful. And we're going to really be getting into these at our School of the Holy Spirit, June 12 through 15. Ron Smith, Brother Joe Jordan, who both came out of Papa Mama Goodwin's church in Pasadena, Texas, and they know the powerful flow that God wants us to know now. And I'm going to be teaching there too. So if you'd like to enroll, just call us at 1-800-972-3447. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom until tomorrow.